This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission holds election-focused security meeting. Discussion centered on preventing criminal activities and ensuring free and fair election. This year's Secondary Education Examination, SEE, to begin on April 2nd. Nepal women suffered 2-run defeat against Netherlands in ICC Women's T20 World Cup Global Qualifier. And leader Trump says U.S. is exploring potential deal on Greenland. Now the news in detail. A meeting on election-focused security management has been held at the office of the Election Commission. The discussion held yesterday focused on preventing and controlling criminal activities that could disrupt the upcoming elections and ensuring such acts are addressed under the law. Participants also stressed the need for close coordination and cooperation among all concerned agencies to implement an effective security plan. The aim is to conduct the election as a free, fair, transparent and peaceful environment without fear. The discussion was attended by Home Minister Om Prakash Ariel, officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari, Election Commissioners Janaki Kumari Tuladhar and Sagun Samsher Rana, Inspector General of Police Dan Bahadur Karki and other government officials. The National Examination Board has announced that this year's Secondary Education Examination, SEE, will be held across the country from the 2nd to 12th of April. The Examination Board said examinations for technical subjects under both old and new courses will be conducted on the 10th, 11th and 12th of April. The board added that the SEE was postponed by about 12 days compared to previous years, due to the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March. A total of 517,000 students have been registered to appear in this year's SEE. Foreign Affairs Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai has reaffirmed Nepal's strong commitment to the protection of human rights. He made the remarks while presenting Nepal's national report to the 51st session of the Universal Periodic Review Working Group of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva on Wednesday. According to Nepal's permanent mission to the United Nations and other international organizations in Geneva, Secretary Rai highlighted the country's continued progress in promoting and protecting human rights. He said Nepal has made advances in civil, political, social, economic and cultural rights, along with efforts to strengthen democratic institutions. The Dalit community had seen a very limited number of candidates in the upcoming House of Representatives elections under the first-past-the-post system. Only a few Dalit candidates have been fielded by major political parties across the country. Dalit leaders and right activists say political parties continue to treat Dalits mainly as a voter bank, while denying them fair electoral opportunities. They know that despite constitutional provisions on inclusiveness, Dalit representation in parliament has been declining over the years. 90 Nepali citizens have been deported from the United States and have arrived in Kathmandu on a chartered flight. Director General of the Department of Immigration, Ram Chandra Tiwari, said the deported include those without proper documents to live and work in the U.S., as well as those who violated immigration laws. He added that more than 400 Nepali have been deported from the U.S. so far. The Nepal Police Bureau of Anti-Human Trafficking is investigating the cases and has asked the deported to file complaints if they were victims of trafficking. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the United States is exploring a potential deal on Greenland following talks with NATO, stepping back from previous threats of tariffs on European allies over his plans to acquire the island. According to the BBC, Trump described the discussions as very productive and said they had led to a framework for a potential agreement agreement. He added that the solution, if finalized, would benefit both the U.S. and NATO nations. However, there is no agreement on U.S. ownership or control of Greenland, according to diplomatic sources. Trump also confirmed that Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff will report directly to him as negotiations continue. Danish Foreign Minister had said the talks ended on a better note than they began. Several people remain missing after a landslide struck a campground in the popular tourist area of Mount Maunganui in New Zealand. According to the BBC, rescue teams have reported no signs of life at the site. Emergency Management Minister Mark Mitchell confirmed that at least one young girl is among those unaccounted for. Authorities say search operations will continue overnight. Meanwhile, a separate landslide in nearby Papamoa has left one person seriously injured, with two more still missing. The Bay of Plenty region on New Zealand's North Island has faced heavy rainfall and strong winds in recent days, causing widespread flooding and power outages. Japan has restarted operation at the world's largest nuclear power plant for the first time since the 2011 Fukushima disaster, which forced the country to shut all its reactors. According to the BBC, reactor number 6 at the plant has resumed activity despite local residents' safety concerns. The restart was delayed by a day due to an alarm malfunction, and is scheduled to begin commercial operations next month. Japan, heavily reliant on energy exports, was an early adapter of nuclear power. After the 2011 earthquake and Fukushima meltdown, all 54 reactors were shut down. Critics have said that Tokyo Electric Power Company was unprepared, and its response, along with the government, was poorly coordinated. Now, sports update. Nepal women have suffered a narrow 2-run defeat against the Netherlands women in the ICC Women's T20 World Cup Global Qualifier match played at the Tribhuvan University Cricket Stadium in Kirtipur today. Batting first after winning the toss, the Netherlands scored 140 runs for 5 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, Nepal collected only 138 runs for 7 wickets. Despite a fighting performance, Nepal could not cross the target, while the Netherlands secured a close win in the match. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast partly cloudy conditions over the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kushi and Gandaki provinces, while the weather will remain mainly fair in the rest of the country. Mist and fog will persist at a few places over the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission holds election-focused security meeting. Discussion centered on preventing criminal activities and ensuring free and fair election. This year's Secondary Education Examination, SEE, to begin on April 2nd. Nepal women suffer 2-run defeat against Netherlands in ICC Women's T20 World Cup Global Qualifier. And leader Trump says U.S. is exploring potential deal on Greenland. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.readnepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.